Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. 2 weeks talking.
It is what it is.
Peace. What up, family? This is your brother, Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotel for Barbie Ghani. Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Montoy, a.k.a. Mufasa Rock.
And we are Collective Minds Radio family. We are back again another week. Thanks for joining us at Collective Minds. We all got to think alike, but we all have to think. But, yeah, we in the building. We blessed. We grateful to be here another week, you know, hopefully to have some interesting dialogue with the family. Build, you know, we want to be in the building on some constructive conversation for the family. And, yeah, we here, you know, and thanks for joining us. Before we get started, like always, Queen Rigel, how was your week, and do you have any announcements for us?
I had a nice week, great week, very productive. No complaints. That's my announcement. No complaints. Just keep moving.
No complaints. Let's get it. And our brother Mufasa Ra, what's good, my brother? How was your week? And do you got any announcements for us?
And sir, all is well. I'm blacktastic as usual. As far as announcements, I want to say happy Holy Day of Atonement. It actually was yesterday, meaning that that's the 26th anniversary of the Million Man March. So happy Day of Atonement to everyone out there. Hey, I'm here. I'm ready. Let's rock and roll.
Yes, indeed. Let's get it. You know, one quick announcement. You know, a big rest in power to our cousin Harold. He passed away, like a week or so ago. But they just had the funeral and everything this past week. So, you know, big rest in power to Big Harold, because, and also his son just had a birthday party, which we attended, you know, got to see the fam. So I want to shout out, you know, my cousin Anthony's birthday, you know, big shout out to him. The event was nice. You know, you got to party and kick it amongst family. So that's always good. And yeah, we had a good time. So big birthday shout out to him, and, you know, a prosperous year coming forward. He's big.
Yep.
So, yeah, we in the building, y'all. We are back. It's, you know, the middle of October. So once Halloween hit, you know, it's pretty much the end of the year. You know, you got Thanksgiving, then Christmas. So the year been moving right along. You know, we've been able to weather the storm. You know, they've been trying to come with the lockdown and with the jab and all this other stuff. But we still here. You know what I'm saying? You know, thank the Most High, we are still here. We still in the building. And, you know, hopefully we close out the year strong.
Hey, you know, I don't know about y'all. And you can tell me if y'all felt this way. Like you say, it's the end of the year, October. But the past couple of days, man, I got to be honest with y'all. I felt like a weird sense of, like, depression. Like, it's like I could tell, like, the change of the season. I had to snap myself out of it.
Right, right. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, that happens to everybody every once in a while, yeah, but you have to snap out of it. And, you know, it becomes a problem when you stay in that state too long. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you wallow in it and stay in that state too long, then, you know, that could be an issue. But, you know, if you have some thoughts, snap back out of it. You know, count your blessings, count the things you do have, you know, and try to keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? There's always opportunity that next day. You know what I'm saying? If things don't go right for you this day or last week, you always got tomorrow. And that's a fact.
I think for me, I think I'm checking it up. I think I'm kind of checking it up that I'm saying for myself, maybe I was just in tune with nature. And why I'm here right here in Missouri and St. Louis, you know, the weather is changing and you kind of feel that it's time, you know, for things to die off and you know, hibernate or whatever, and go into a sleep. So I pray that's what it was, just me feeling, being in tune with nature.
Right, right. Yes, indeed. Let's hope that's what it was. And, you know, it's just a cycle because, you know, nature got its cycles. And like you say, we're coming up on fall, so the leaves are going to start falling, the weather changing, you know, hibernation season for the winter, and, you know, prepare yourself for spring. You know what I mean? This is what they call the harvest season or whatnot, where you get the harvest, everything that you didn't work, you know, for the spring and summer, you pack that up, and that should last you through the winter. You dig what I'm saying? Until the spring roll back around. So we, you know, we right in that harvest season. You dig what I'm saying? So, but yeah, man, hopefully everything cool with that. But we here, family, we are Collective Minds Radio back in the building. Yeah, it was interesting. I don't know if y'all want to put something out there. I know Queen Rigel uploaded some clips. Or whatnot, but we had an interesting conversation, or let's just say an interesting video of a conversation come across our desk, right? And it has to do with, you know, black male and female relationships and whatnot. And it was just an interesting conversation. I don't know if Rigel want to set the clip up or, you know, my brother Mufasa, you want to set it up or whatnot, but I thought the conversation was very interesting, and you know, we could dive into that or y'all can hit something else first, but that was on the table.
I think being that the conversation was by women, I would love for Queen Rigel to set it up for me.
Okay, now just for clarity, you said being that the conversation was what?
Was by women.
Oh, by women. Okay, no problem. Well, yeah, I'll set it up. I did upload a clip, and what you guys are going to hear is a panel of females who feel as if though black males are harming the race, the culture, and that they should not only be annihilated, but even from birth, they don't even believe that women should even birth black males. They feel like, you know, they're doing a harm and a detriment to the community, and therefore, if you're pregnant with a black male child, you should probably abort. My brother Mufasa sent this over to us. I'm not sure where it got it from, but it was interesting here, and I'll just play a clip. I didn't get a chance to upload too many of them, but I do want to get the opportunity to go ahead and play this real fast, so just bear with us, kind of listen to this clip, and then we can kind of go in on it and discuss it. Here we go.
Yeah, thanks, Aria.
Good. So I just wanted to say that I view it from this scope. I believe that selective breeding is going to be at the forefront, and it needs to be, because black humanity depends upon it.
Absolutely.
The quality of people that we have out here, I know how bad it sounds. I know how hard it sounds when it's said, because when it was said to me in the past, I was offended, and I thought that it was the most evil thing that you could think of, but it's not.
So, guys, let me clarify a little bit the argument that Sin and Nyla are making. They're making the argument that bringing black little boys into this world is going to eventually add to the problem, because those black little boys are going to look to other black male figures in the black community as role models, and they're going to look to them for who they should be, who they should model their behavior after, because those men look like them. And Nyla and Sin are saying that we don't really have many productive men in the black community. So regardless of how well you think you're choosing, regardless of whether you just want to do it by yourself and be a single mom, there's still going to be some interference from the black male culture that's already set in our society today. And eventually that's going to end up corrupting your little black son. So there's no purpose in having them.
There's no purpose in having them.
Did you hear that?
Me.
No, I hear that.
There's no purpose in even having them, because they're going to come out and be influenced by the males that are already here and ride out. So, I mean, I can start off with my views on this, and I can just sit back and let you guys just, I want to hear other people's thoughts. And I kind of mentioned this before to Mufasa, so he kind of already know where I'm going to go here. But I'm going to do it anyway, because I just feel like listening to them, this clip, it's about, I think, a little bit over an hour long, really, this video. And I listened to the whole thing. And listening to these women, they just sound a lot like the Kevin Samuels and the Tommy Sotomayors of the men. I think on both ends, it's a mentality. I think it's their mentality that their black counterpart is just rotten and no good, and they think less. These women think less of black men, and I mean, I feel like we've heard this way of thinking before. Now we're hearing it from a female's perspective, and yes, they may have different opinions when it comes to how they want to address the black men. They may be able to have more extreme practices, I reckon, but to me, the mentality of still hating a black person, and still themselves, without them, they're not talking about themselves, but even still, in their message, it still reflects on them because they're black. And I just think it speaks to a lot of self-hatred. And that's just all I get from it. You know, I just hear that it's people, black people that hate other black people. And that's what I hear when I listen to, like I said, the Tommy Sotomayors and the Kevin Samuels. I feel like those are black men that hate black women. And that's just what I get from it. It's just black people talking about black people. And I don't think that they love themselves. And that's it. And I'm just going to sit back and listen.
Yeah, sit on back. Sit on back while I turn to these women. Try to turn to these women's backside.
Get them.
Fall on back.
Get them, brother. Get them.
Let me say this. Listening to that conversation was one of the most horrible things I've listened to in my life. It was very sickening that I would hear these black women discuss how having black male children is such a horrible thing to do. These are supposed to be women, mothers. Maybe they should be looking at, they just don't have the ability to raise black men. I'm looking at it like they can, not only should they not birth black men, they shouldn't birth black females, black women. They don't have the ability to raise children. To sit up and think something like that is heartless. And look, this comes on the eve, like I said earlier, of the Million Man March, which was a day where you had millions of black men coming to atone for all their wrongdoing and make pledges to try to do better, to try to make changes in their community. It's unfortunate that we don't have enough black men that's moving in the right direction, but they are out here. They are out here. And like I say, maybe these women just don't know how to, A, pick them, good men, B, don't want to pick the good men, or maybe they need to look in themselves and see why they not attracting good black men themselves. But there are good men out here, and I think it's counterproductive to not have black children. The thing you should want to do, I mean, let me clarify, black male children, I think you should want to have more black male children, and you should want to raise these black children up to be better black men than you see that's out here. You know, make better decisions in choosing a mate to help you raise these black men. But to just throw the black babies to the trash, that's such a cop-out. It's a cop-out. It's laziness, and it's weak. And it's sad that this is what these particular women have turned into, because these women got voices out here. These women have YouTube channels and blog talks. And it's unfortunate that they have reduced themselves to such a low, slithering, slimy state of femaleness, that it makes me want to vomit. Like, y'all ain't even heard all of the stuff that was said. That was just a clip. And Queen Roger, you might have some more loaded up, but that was just a little clip of these women spewing their hatred towards not just black men. Okay, I could deal with it. If it was just geared towards black men, that's one thing. But to say we don't need to have black male children, you're just a low-down, dirty scum of a woman. And we don't need you. We don't need you in our community. So whatever you want to be with, if you want to be with an alien and make an alien baby, hey, go at it. Because on this side, we're trying to heal our community. And getting rid of black male children, we know that's not the answer. The answer is to have black male children and work harder to guide them in the right direction, because we need our male children out here. We need good male children out here that can grow to become good black male men. So I'll pause right there and pass the mic to Brother Kevin.
Yes, indeed, family. If you're just joining us, this is Collective Minds Radio. That was our brother Mufasa Rob. Before that, we heard Queen Raja. And we was talking about this conversation that was had online between, you know, a few black women. And they were basically talking about basically exterminating black men. You know, it was the conversation was a black male hating conversation, also a self hate as well. But you know, I just think the conversation was unbelievable for real. Like, who would have this conversation and even take that conversation serious? Like, because what you're really talking about is genocide. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could play with it and do all these things, but you're talking about genocide, and no other race would allow that their women, their counterparts, to participate in that conversation. I don't think any other race of women would participate in such a conversation. I think it's shameful. Yeah, I think it's shameful.
You hit the nail on the head right there, Brother King.
They should not, you know, even be allowed. Like, I was to go as far, like, if they ban stuff on YouTube and on these platforms, I would go as far as
something like that or that conversation should be banned. Like if I ran YouTube, Facebook, that would be one. That would be a banned conversation. You know, and that's just me. But you know, as far as what Queen Rigel said, like comparing them to Kevin Samuels and Tommy Sotomayor, just the female version. I don't know. I think that's a stretch because they are going to the extreme. They are talking about black women and black men not procreating with each other, you know, not having seeds. They're saying black women should not have male children by black men. So that's like an extreme, like you taking an extra step. Like, you know, Kevin Samuels and, you know, you could say Tommy Sotomayor, they may be some black women haters or got some, you know, women issues or whatnot. You know, you can make that argument, but I don't think I've ever heard them say, well, we shouldn't have no black girl children, you know. Black men shouldn't date black women, you know, things like that. I don't think
they
go that far.
They have insinuated those things plenty of times.
I don't know. I ain't heard. Like, I'm going to keep it real. I'm not. I don't listen to them guys like that, but I haven't heard them say that.
They insinuate.
But not insinuating and just coming out saying it. Now, see, these women just came out and said it. There was no insinuating. There was no beating around the bush.
Right.
They just came out and said it.
So
yeah,
I
think
that's
that,
right. They
you know, that's
right
the
out.
Difference.
Yeah.
They came
I mean,
right out. Right
of course that makes it different. However, that just makes a difference. The mindset is still the same. They still bash the counterpart of the of their race, of their gender. They still bash them. They still have a low respect when it comes to what if you're talking about Tommy and Kevin. They have a low regards of black women. They talk bad about black women all the time. These women are basically have a low respect of black males. So yeah, that's the same though. It's still the mentality. Okay, yeah, they may want to do some extreme measures. These women may just be discussing
right.
extreme measures.
We can't overlook that. That's extreme. We can't overlook the extreme.
We don't have to overlook it. I think even before it gets to the extreme, the mentality needs to be dealt with. That's why if you're going to ban these women, I don't have a problem with it. But I think Tommy and Kevin also should be banned as well because they are still have a hatred toward the black woman. And they still speak ill about it. Their mentality is still the same. I
Let me
think
say
band
one thing
all.
Real quick.
I say ban them
and this,
all. Ban
this
the mentality.
This ain't no surprise because to Queen Rigel, because I said this to her when we was talking yesterday. And what Queen Rigel is doing, what most women do, is they deflect. As soon as you throw a stone at something that they're doing that's not right, they start trying to deflect back on us. And that's not fair. The conversation should be about what these women said about black male children. That's what this conversation should be about.
That is conversation.
So like Brother Kevin said, Kevin Samuels and Tommy didn't make comments to like that. These women did. These particular women. Let that fly out their mouth.
I don't think it matters.
And
I think they all should be banned. I think they all hate, they hate black people. So I think, therefore, they all should be banned. Nobody is better than the other ones. The women is no better than the men that's doing the same thing because I'm against the mentality. Forget the practice because that's later. You have to start with your mentality first. Then the practice comes later. So I'm against the first step. The mentality is wrong and is ill and it needs to be corrected on both ends. So yeah, so you can see it however you want to see it because I see it as you just trying to avoid the situation or also maybe just continue to take up for Kevin Samuels like you always do anyway. So you don't like that I'm bringing him up to compare them as the same. So you can say I'm deflecting all you want. I don't like either one of the mentalities. I think that they're the
same.
You call it whatever you want because I see it as you just trying to take up for Kevin. You don't want to make it seem like, you don't want him to be as bad as they sound. When I was listening to them, these ladies, it just sound like a bunch of hate. They hate black men. That's all I heard. Hating black men.
But they said a little more than that.
So if you hear a Klansman talking about black people, you just don't automatically pop into your head because they hating black. Well, Kevin Samuels hate black women too. You can't just say
that's
that
not,
just because somebody hates.
I can't say that.
That's not fair. Kevin Samuels did not make these. He didn't make those. He didn't make them comments. So he didn't make them. And to me,
he has made similar comments. So that's me. That's what I hear. I hear that they hate black men. Apparently some black men and just probably dogged them out. They got a hold of the wrong black men. Like one of them even made the comment about why it always come down to if you're an educated black woman, it always has come down to the fact that we just made bad choices and picked bad men. It's like it's just always that. And that's true. You do hear that a lot. And that, so they probably did just get a hold of the wrong men and it made them bitter and angry.
Right.
He was getting ready to make a statement. Yeah. But I just wanted to ask one quick question, Brother Kev's going to make a statement. My question is, though, and you can maybe find this today or next week, play the statement for me where Kevin Samuels says we should not have black female children. Just find that for me. I'm wrong.
If you don't tell me what to do, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to find because I never said that he said I said that he said similar things and made reference to some things that is pretty much the same. That's what I said. I didn't ever say that he said the same thing. So I'll find what I want to compare because for you to put it in that context, you trying to set somebody up for failure. And I'm going to play for you. I'll find the clip that support what I'm saying. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to find a clip what you're talking about. I'm going to find a clip that support what I'm saying. And I don't have a problem doing that.
There you go. All right, family. If you just joined us, got a little heated. I had to play ref and step in. You know what I'm saying?
You were going to make a comment, Brother Ken. What would you get ready to say?
No, I was just about to say, for me, and I don't listen to Kevin Samuels and the other guy too much. I've listened to a few of their things. But for me, you know, you can have, you know, because some people say they hate black women. They may say something different, but they may come across to some people as hating black women. But I've never heard, you know, them brothers say that we shouldn't. Black men shouldn't procreate with black women. Black men shouldn't date black women. Black children or black girls should be exterminated. Like, for me, I just think that's a whole nother level. Like, you taking a whole extra step and actually putting something out there. You saying it blatantly, you know, you're not insinuating. You're not hinting around to nothing. You basically just saying it outright. And I think that's very dangerous.
It's genocide.
You know what I'm saying?
Like you said, genocide.
Yeah, it's straight up genocide. So, for me, that's just like they took that extra unnecessary step to condemn black men and make a case for exterminating black boys. So I think.
But you guys are okay with everything else that they're saying as far as the reason why they feel like they should exterminate black men and babies. You just don't like the fact that's just their solution. You don't like the solution.
No, I don't think that. I don't think I don't even know, like, what they say about the situation. Like, you have some cases out here, but again, like the brother Mufasa said, if you're having trouble finding good black men, which we've already had a show, are there any good black men out here? And, you know, in my opinion, I think there are, So if you're having a problem finding good black men, then I think that's on you. You may need to check, you know, your inner self or what you bring it to the table. You know what I'm saying? Change your circle. Get a new circle of friends and hangout spots or whatever you're trying to do. You got to evaluate yourself if you keep coming across bad men, you know.
I agree.
So, no, I don't necessarily agree with just now, because you're a black man, you don't come out, you know, and be a disruptor to society and women. No, I don't believe it. I don't.
And let me add to this. I'm going to add to this. Look, I don't really care where them women go. Well, my problem is with them is, they said, basically, we should extinguish or get rid of having black male children. And that's where I have a problem. I don't care who they date. They can date Chinese, Asian, whatever they want to date. But when you, to me, that's an act of war. That's an act of war. When you sit there out of your mouth and say that we should not have black male children, that's an act of war. It's no different than if a white woman would say it. Just like when they made the abortion clinic to get rid of male black children. It's an act of war. So I have a big problem with what they said. I really don't care who they date. My problem is them saying we shouldn't have black male children. That was a horrible thing for them to say out of their mouth. Horrible solution, thing, whatever. They shouldn't have never said that. That was foul.
Okay,
right.
I mean,
yes, indeed.
Again, no, I feel like this because, like I said before, and just for the record, you know, if you haven't been listening or you missed me have this discussion before, I think that there are a lot of, you know, good men out here. I was one of the ones defending the men when we had the discussion. So it's not that I'm agreeing with these women. It's just what Mufasa don't like is that I'm using this as an opportunity to shed light on what I've been complaining about with Tommy and Kevin for the longest, which is the female bashing and how they degrade black women so much. So this is why I'm bringing them up. It's for no deflection or nothing like that. I'm using it as an opportunity to disregard it all because it seems to me that you guys are okay with the women doing it. Oh, it's extreme, it's extreme. Yeah, I do agree that it is extreme. But like I said before, the mentality of it, the base of it, is to me the same. So I'm choosing to use this clip as an opportunity to deflect on all of it. Because that's how I actually see it. I just see it as a mentality, a poor way of thinking. And so that's why I'm bringing them up. It's not to deflect on it because I don't agree with the females and I don't agree with the males. And I've always said that I think that there are a lot of good black men out here. Mufasa disagreed with me. So I was defending them. So it's not that I'm agreeing with the women at all or trying to take up with them. So where am I deflecting? I thought that was important to say.
Had I heard Kevin Samuels say something about not having black female children, I would ride on him just like I'm riding on these women. As far as Tommy go, I stopped listening to Tommy because of his ignorant comments. You know, I don't fool with Tommy. So I'm not really the person that can, you know, stand up for him or whatnot because I don't fool with Tommy. But as far as Kevin Samuels, I do listen to Kevin Samuels. And I've never heard him say anything like we should stop having black female children. If I heard him say that, I would be just as upset with them comments as I am about these ladies making these comments. I haven't heard that. But I did hear these women say that, and I'm appalled. I'm appalled that that's a solution that they would put on the table. I think they're way better solutions to the problems that we have in our society, outside of just saying we're going to give up on having black male children. To me, the better response, the better answer is to say we're going to produce black male children, and we just have to work harder at steering them and guiding them in the right direction. Because at the end of the day, they can get rid of black male children all day, and which in turn is going to get rid of black men. So at that point, like Brother Kevin said, it's genocide. So if you get rid of the black male children and the black man, well, who are you going to have black children with? No, you can't have them. So to me, that's an act of war. I don't agree with their comments on that. I think it's appalling. And, yeah, I can't rock with it. I think it was disgusting.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, yeah, I'm pretty much there. I mean, unless y'all wanted to comment again.
It is what it is.
It is what it is on that one. I think that conversation was
down dirty. That was nice.
That was dirty. And they should, I wouldn't be surprised.
And they should apologize.
They wouldn't stand for that.
Yeah, they should be. They should apologize. They should apologize. They should say, like, you know, we didn't mean to go so far. Like, you know, that wasn't cool of us, especially as women.
As women.
On, you the mothers. You the mothers. Like, okay, if the white man starts saying, "Hey, y'all right," and start stomping black male children, or start, you know, helping in the cause. You know, is that right? It'd be hella wrong. They looking for a reason to get rid of us anyway. So all we need is our counterpart to be like, oh, yeah, you know, we witches. These niggas ain't shit. We don't need to have no more nigga children.
I don't think they would get any too many women to agree with.
Burn them alive.
It is what it is.
As black women, they shouldn't have said that. They shouldn't. They shouldn't have made that comment. They could have said, "Look, we gotta, you know, be some more selective in the type of man we're gonna be with. We need to get on these black men heads to make them act right, do better." But to attack the children and say we just ain't gonna have them, like that's weak. That was weak, and I wish I could really sit down one-on-one and have a conversation with the women about that. Can you look yourself in the woman in the mirror as a black woman and be okay with being a part of that decision? Say, we should move out on it. How could you look yourself in the mirror and be okay with that decision?
It's a lot of bad decisions people make out here, and they okay with it. Because even if it's no different when you abort, you have people that go to the abortion clinic all the time. So you got people that live with those decisions every day. People do all kind of foolishness. It's the mentality is what you should be upset about, because the mentality is going to get them to the action.
Okay, now I heard you say that you said that about it's the mentality. So let me rock with you on that. Say it's the mentality. Okay, it's the mentality. Now we know that that's the case. What do we need to do about that mentality that these women have? I mean, when a woman goes that far to say a comment like that, and we saying we really don't agree with that, those extremes. What can we do at this point to work on her mindset? What can we do? I mean, and I'm open. I'm not saying that to be funny. I'm really like, what do we need to do? Because for me, I'm like, I need to have a sit-down with this woman. I need to have a sit-down, one-on-one conversation with this woman, because you obviously are sick. There's something in your mind, you're sick. Are you just that hurt that you would make a comment like that? You know, I definitely am not going to condone I'm not going to condone it, Well, okay, if I want to real, you know, be understanding to her comment, what do we need to do to treat her illness?
Okay, well, basically, I mean, I'm not going to say anything that you already don't know, especially as an adult male living in your 40s. You've been on this earth long enough to know that we, everybody on this earth, we're human. You got people that just have different ways of doing things. You complain about it yourself. How you treat bad mentality, it's no one way. There's not one answer. It's individuals that are different. Each individual is different. One good start, which we've already said before in previous discussions, is things like what we're programmed, what society programs, the bigger picture that they give us, the propaganda that they push, the internet, TV, radio, the big things that they push to mass people at one point that affects their way of thinking, the food that affects people in a massive way to affect their behavior, their mental development, how they think, how they're going to think, how they're going to solve problems, these types of things. So it's no one answer. I'm not saying nothing that's magic. If anybody can say it's one answer, I wouldn't believe them. I wouldn't trust them with nothing else that they ever say, because it's no one answer. And we already know that. It's a collaboration of different things that create issues within the people in the society. It's a whole bunch of different things that we can talk about, and we just don't have the time. But the bare sense of it is that we is different people. There's no one way to solve these issues. Sitting down and having a conversation is always a good start, because that can individually affect one person, you know. But she ain't – these women on this panel are not the only ones that have a crazy way of thinking, a mentality. That type of mentality when it comes to, like I said, I see it as self-hatred. They sound like they hate black people to me. Not just males, they're talking about males, but I think you have to have black people to even think that way. They don't like themselves. That's how I see it when I hear them talking. So that's why, and again, I don't want to keep having to say this, but this is why I'm bringing up the other two, because that's what I hear from them when they talk, like they hate black people. I'm done.
Well, now that you said that, let me put the heat back on myself and say, I think there is an answer.
Okay.
The answer is out there. I've said this like several times before. The answer is in the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And if I could force every black woman and man to abide by that program, we wouldn't even be having this type of conversation. Mm. Now, if I had the power to Thanos snap and force black people to follow that program, I wish I could. And I guarantee you, if I could force them, make them, you see a change in our community overnight. But unfortunately, we got free will to willy-nilly do what we want to do. And that's why we have these problems. That's why you say it so many different ways and so many people have all these different issues. You're right. But if I could corral every black man and woman and make them follow the program that was set for us, for black men and women in America, I promise you, I'm willing to bet my life on it, you will see a change for the better in black men and women overnight. So the answer is there. But unfortunately, we run from it. We run from the answer because we want to just do what we want.
I never said it wasn't there.
I got you on that. I'm just giving you my answer. I'm just giving you where I think the answer lies.
Yeah.
And it's just unfortunate that so many of us run from it. And a lot of us who need it, who need that help, run from it. Like, we wonder why men are doing all these type of things that they shouldn't do and hurting black women. And black women are now saying maybe they should stop having black male children. You don't hear, you wouldn't hear Elijah Muhammad or Minister Farrakhan give solutions like that for us. You don't hear people in the nation having conversations like that. Because we know that we don't have self-hate. And we know what we need to do to build each other up. And again, like I say, and I'm not saying that every person in the Nation of Islam is perfect.
Thank you, because I was sure about the same thing.
But one thing I do know, like I said in the beginning, the blueprint and the program was laid out in black and white.
Okay, so let me say this, because I know you just said a lot, and we only got an hour and a half show. So let me just kind of say something real quick.
We run away from the medicine. That's what we do.
You said that already, though. So let me say this. The reason that, and I'm glad you brought up on your own, because I was definitely going to say, hey, you got people that's in the nation that's walking away straight, that ain't doing the right thing, that's practicing. And that just goes to my point. You have several ways to that you have to address people and their issues and their illnesses. There's no one way. That's why it's not working for the ones that's trying to do it, because they have to be maybe individually to find out what the problem is with them to correct it, to implement. I'm not saying you can't implement teachings. You know, you can implement all kind of practices that will help one, you know, go do better or be better. You can implement all kind of practices. So you have to, it has to be catered to the individual that's suffering. What are they lacking? What I may need may not be what somebody else might need. You can say, yeah, okay, eat the live. I might already be eating the live. I may need something, eating right to live. I may need something else. So that's my point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so many different ways that it has to be addressed. It's no one way. If it was one way,
we got all of something else. We got all that, though. That's what I'm telling you. We got all of that. We have all of that. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. We have it.
You're not listening to me, because if you were listening to me, you wouldn't have to say that. I've already acknowledged that you already said you have a practice that you suggest that people can implement within their lifestyle to change. Yes, great. I'm not disagreeing with you. You don't have to keep saying that. I understand that. I get it, and I heard you, and I agree. That is true. It's practices all over that people can implement.
But, so what are you saying? But, is there a but to this? Are you totally in agreement with what I'm saying?
I'm just saying that it's more than one way, like I was making my point in the beginning, that it's not just one way to solve this. You said I'm going to give you a solution. But if you're giving me a solution and that's it, the reason why I'm talking about it now, because if that was the case, the other men that was already in the nation would be walking straight. We already know that everybody's not even fully accepting that. You got men that even attempted to be in the nation and walked away.
Let me tell you.
So it's not
Do you know why? Do you know why, though? Do you know why they walk away?
I'm sure there's many reasons why, but I know we don't really have the time to get into it, because, like I said, this is only an hour and a half show, so I don't want to really take it up. But I know I'm sure it's many of reasons why. I can probably guess one reason why they don't want to be disciplined. I'm sure there's other, you know, you can come up with all kind of reasons that would be true.
Mm-hmm. So there we go. So why we continue to make all these excuses?
It's
you just
excuses.
Said to yourself, yes,
that's one of the big reasons.
That's one of the big reasons is discipline, lack of discipline. Lack of discipline is why women like this that we're talking about is talking about black men, because we're not disciplined. We're not disciplined to do the things that we're supposed to do. We're not disciplined to take care of them how we're supposed to take. So now they're throwing us to the side, throwing us to the way so bad that now they don't even want to have our children. That's a lack of discipline. It's a lack of – you telling me it's not?
I'm not.
You're telling me it's not a lack of discipline? It is.
I'm not. I didn't say
that.
It's
a lack of discipline.
I did not say that. Don't attack
That's
me. I didn't say that.
It's a lack of discipline. It's a lack of discipline, which is the problem, the big problem in our community. And honestly, it's not even in just our community. It's outside that, but since we are black on here, we're going to continue to talk about family issues. But that's the main problem with our family and abroad is discipline. And people have to be, man, I hate to say this, because I know the minister don't want me saying nothing like this. It's unfortunate that you have to force people to do what they're supposed to do. Man, I hate saying that, but I see that it's true. You cannot give people the free choice to just do the right thing. You got to make them. If you look throughout history, you see where people were forced to do stuff that they didn't want to do, great accomplishments were achieved. Great things, great societies were built because you had to force people. And like I say, I don't like saying that, but I'm just seeing now. I'm realizing and understanding that in order for black people to be on code and handle their business so that we ain't got to talk about aborting black children and throwing them to the wayside, is something is going to happen where we are forced to do what we're supposed to do as men and women, because the program is here, but people, you know, straight people want to do what they want to do. They have choices. Men who were standing up saying, "Yeah, this is the right thing to do," then also want to get back in the world. You know, I like pork, or you know what, I like having multiple women, or you know what, I don't feel like I should have to have children and stay at home. You got women who say, "You know what, I like having all these materialistic things, but if this man can't provide it for me, I don't think you're the right one for me." We're not disciplined. And we don't lean on a higher power with each other to say, hey, no matter what, this is the course for us as a black family. Because at the end of the day, our black family staying together is what's more important than anything. But we don't look at that. We look at I need this for me. I need this for me. And we're not disciplined to do what we're supposed to do for ourselves and for our community. That's why we're having this conversation about Kevin Samuels talking harshly to women and these women talking about getting rid of black children. Like I say, in the circle of the nation, we don't have to have them type of conversations. If you're the right type of person that's following the program, as you're supposed to do, step by step by step, you don't have those issues. It's when you stray. It's when you say, all right, I've had enough of this, and you get off course. That's when you start having problems. That's when you're like, I've had enough of this. I'm doing something different. When a man and a woman follow the program step by step, it's like Alcoholic Anonymous. You follow that program step by step, you're good. But it's when you say, you know what, I'm all right. I can handle this by myself. And you break away, trust and believe, that's when the problems come in. And that's why we're having these, that's why we got these issues.
All right, all right. People, you are listening to the very passionate Mufasa Ra.
Let me put my soapbox away.
Let's get it.
It is what it is.
Yes,
the
my
very
soapbox
away. I mean, He definitely beat the horse.
I ain't gonna say nothing else. I'm gonna be quiet.
He beat that horse down. Okay, so what you got?
Y'all
want
me to call line?
Call line. I don't think
we
have another choice. Okay, area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
How many, what's the population of the Nation of Islam? About 20,000.
We're a little bit higher than that now.
About 22,000.
You know, probably closer to the
in the 50s, you had over 250,000 members.
Yep.
See, the no matter how you feel, you got 572,000. Well, that's a shame. No matter how you feel, there's still one impeding force you have to realize, and that is the reality. The reality of it. And the reality, the reality banner is data. What does the data show? And the women's got a point. On some reason, they don't necessarily be hating themselves. They're just telling you what the reality is. Black women aborted over 20 million babies in a 30-year period. Population now is but 46 million. But here's the fact of the demographics that you call black here in the United States. 48% is male, 52% is female. And I'm going to say this. I think you got 52% female, 47% male, and 1% don't know what the hell they are.
Mm-hmm. Right. See, that's the reality there. Lack of discipline, lack of self-control, lack of self-knowledge. We're all over the place.
Then, according to black demographics, you have over 572,900 black men in prison. You hear me? That's more than the population of Detroit and probably three times the population of St. Louis. 572,900 black males in prison.
Right, now, but we know why that is, though.
Regardless of why it is. See, we always got an excuse. Like you saying, these women hate themselves. These women ain't hating themselves. They are facing the reality. Whatever the reason. If they wake up in the morning with two left shoes.
I never heard an LGBT woman say that.
If they wake up in the morning. Well, I tell you what, Chinese said it. Chinese had a one-child policy. And if it was a female, they would abort it.
Did it hurt?
So it
did it hurt their population, or do you think it made it better?
I don't know. I really not studying it. But you got to face the reality. Who is black women going to marry? I mean, if you really want to marry something of substance, if you got 52% of the population, wait a minute. If you got 52% of the population and 48%, probably 47%. Of the population is male, 52% female. Well, that right there tell you somebody ain't going to have somebody.
Hey, I'm so glad you said that, because in this conversation, somebody brought up poly with these women. They said, well, that ain't our culture. Maybe it should be. I always say half a good man is better than a whole bad one.
No, it should not be. Maybe they don't want to do that. And, you know, here's another thing. I asked you how many people's in the Nation of Islam. Presently, the Church of God in Christ got 9 million members. Black Southern Baptist got 907,000 members. And the National Baptist has 7.5 million members and 31,000 congregations. Mm-hmm. They ain't going to do no polygamy and a whole lot of other things they're not going to do. So maybe those women got a point. Who are you going to marry?
Right,
and then when you look at the educational attainment, where is that at? Look at the educational attainment of your young people.
When you said that's what these women don't want to do. That's exactly what I'm talking about. They don't want to. They don't want to do what's for the best of their survival, of their.
No, they're going to survive. You know what they're going to do? They're going to marry other people.
Yeah, sleep around with other people. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, your black males are doing it. 30% of your black males with bachelor's degree, marry interracially. They marry outside of their ethnic group. That ain't That ain't Trump saying that. That's a black news source that's saying that. Compilation of data. Some,
right.
I know,
well,
I don't
still,
know
what people
that's still saying the majority, though, the majority still do marry black women.
Well, the majority, you know what the majority is, Kevin? Kevin, you know what the majority is? Let's be realistic. The majority is whatever's left. That's what it is. After they go and marry somebody else, they going to take their numbers away, and you're going to have whatever left. And that's the way it is. So anyway, there it is.
Well,
thank you.
Hey,
Let me ask you this, Brother P.
Because you brought up them big numbers of the nation earlier, you know, how big they were back in the day. Okay? So let me ask you this. Let's say the state of Missouri, right, the entire state of Missouri was under the full leadership and control of the Nation of Islam. I mean, followed the teachings to the T. Okay? Let me ask you something. Do you think that the black people in this state that's doing this, would we be living a better lifestyle than some of the other states? Or do you think
out of your 22,000 population, how many are living a good lifestyle?
That's what I'm getting at.
I'm saying
if
no.
You have us,
first place.
If you have us, I don't have a problem with the way I'm living.
Yeah, one
but
of the reasons
I see the ones who get off track. I see ones who get off track who may not be living correctly.
Some of these women are looking at the rich and famous. Of course, that show don't come on no more. It's been substituted by many others. So my daughter right now is single. It's because of the death with her husband. The men I see out here, I wouldn't want them to marry my daughter that I see.
Yeah. Because of what?
She come to me. We had a thing in our family that if the fathers and grandfathers say no, it ain't going to happen. Now, of course, you know, kids can be hard-headed.
Yeah.
But that's another thing. It's the same thing. You know, black male, you got a group of black male, Roger, that talk about going to Brazil. What they going to Brazil for? Looking for a woman. Going to Africa. I can attest to you that the female in West Africa is night and day, practically, to what you have here. Now, you got your exceptions, of course, but in general.
So, Brother Kianke, let me ask you one last question. Because, you know, you're my elder. You've been around, and you've seen things. Tell me, what would you have against one of your daughters? Say this was 1950, just hypothetical. What would you have against your daughter marrying Minister Louis Farrakhan? Come on.
Where you pull that question off? See, here's the first place. Louis Farrakhan was the wrong father. So that, you know, my family comes from, the majority of my family is Christian, so they're not going to go that route. And you know, back during that time, blacks didn't go that route anyway. But there's nothing wrong with it for those who want to do it. That's what they want to do. So that question don't get no answer. But I don't want to take up no more time. You got other people out there chomping at the bit.
Yes,
Roger is just anxious to kick me off. Going to tell me to get off her show.
No, you did great today.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Peace.
All right, bro.
Peace. All right. Let's hit the call lines.
Okay, area code 319-572. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I got a couple comments.
Let's get it. Peace, caller. What's happening?
These black women that are hating on us black men, and then they turn around and go dumpster dive for hair. Yeah, I think y'all were weak on that one. That would have me rolling. But I think y'all have another link on something a little. Well, let's discuss the first one. Yeah, but so then I sent y'all another link about this Tennessee judge, juvenile court judge, that was making up fake laws to lock kids up as young as 7 years old for doing something just as simple as watching a fight. And I thought that was
something
that
as simple as you said watching what?
That to the table. Is that inflect?
You say something as simple as watching what?
Because in the article, the 11 children were all children of color. And they were all, instead of you know, cops pick you up, you know, they take you home to your parents, they take you to the detention center as young as 7 years old. And then from there, they determine whether they're going to let you out or not by saying, well, we feel he's a danger, and we're going to keep him. So it's kind of like the pipeline break to prison. And they're getting charged with like crimes just for getting locked up for witnessing a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And they were charged with 11 kids taken to the detention center, juvenile detention center because they watched the fight. This judge in Tennessee is just making up her own laws to lock kids up. And then once they got the kids in there, they deem whether the kids are violent or not, or whether they can be released or no. And a lot of them are being kept.
Oh, wow.
And then there was another article I was looking at, and I noticed a big trend on police officers who stop other police officers from doing brutal acts are being fired. So a cop stopped another cop from doing a chokehold, an illegal chokehold, and they get fired for doing the right thing, for stopping the other cops from being abusive. But these were just a couple things I figured I'd throw on the table.
Well, hey, you know, I say this, caller, you know, I checked out your video about black women dumpster diving for her. Even with that, I never said we should stop having black female children. Even when I saw black women behaving poorly, I never said we should stop having black female children.
Well, we should stop having women having babies with women who can't talk without clapping their hands. I just want to throw out them little serious topics right there. Put that on the table. Get y'all thoughts on that, on them. Them little topics right there.
All right. Yes, indeed.
Right.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
Area code 609-310. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Hey, how everybody doing? I got a comment.
Hey,
doing caller. Well, peace, caller.
Well, I don't know who this woman was, but definitely she probably needs I know she needs psychiatric help. So, anybody out here telling people don't have babies by a black man, something wrong with them, because 99.9, all, each and every one of the races, they may be mad, but it's the truth. Most races are got a little speck of black in them, and it ain't happened just by a black, huh?
I said,
most races out there got black in them, period.
Come on now.
It ain't most races out here got black in them. So if they get rid of the black man, what they going to do? Because we the one who behind the brains, I'm just saying. They take all the credit because they got the money, but we got the brains. So if they take the black man out of the picture, who going to be the one coming up with stuff? Who's going to come up with the educational end of the stuff? Because we ain't getting the credit, but we got the brains to get the credit. You know, because we don't have the finance to, you know, or whatever. But we
That's right. They forget. They forget that we the original. They forget that we the original.
That's what
they
I'm
got
saying.
All
it's
this
crazy.
Knowledge and this and that now, but they forget where it first came from. It came from us. We the original.
Exactly.
However far back we got to go, we the original. So you can hate us all day, but when you get rid of us, sooner or later
that's
you'll
why
be
they hate us because
crawling on all fours again.
Because you ain't even got to be educated. But black people make a little nothing out of something, a little nothing out of something. That's how we do it. And me, personally, I just think that's some sad stuff to even think like that. Be running around here talking about take the black man out the equation, don't have no babies by him. Something really wrong with you. For real, she need help.
Yeah.
If you sit down with her, call me so I can sit down with her ass too. Excuse me. But yeah, call me up so I can sit down with her too. Because something wrong with her.
Amen. Amen.
Something wrong with her. Yep, there's definitely something wrong with it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, there's so much out here now. Just me, I personally, I look at take the information, but I don't sit there and just drive on it, because if you drive on all this stuff out here in society, you be going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All you gotta do is focus on getting your stuff together. Doing what you got to do. Don't worry about what nobody else got going on, because if you be worried about what other people got going on, you'll be sitting there, you'll have been in a bad situation. Do what you, just work on, focus on what you got going on, and don't worry about what nobody else thinks and all that negative stuff, because there's so much negativity out here, it's a shame.
That's right.
It's a shame, man.
Yes, indeed. Right,
you know,
I think
more about the comments that she said. Let's just think about this. Let's put it in context. You know, following suit with what these women were suggesting, you would get rid of a brother Kev. You wouldn't have a brother Mufasa, a brother
right.
P. Yankee. You know, a Benister Farrakhan. You wouldn't have these black. You know, I sent y'all a video clip of black billionaires. You wouldn't have a Jay-Z, a P. Diddy, you know, some of these other people who established themselves. Like I said, all black men are not bad. Brother Kev said it, Roger said it as well. So these black children that you don't know what this child could turn out to be. It's children that came out of the slums.
Exactly.
It turned out to be something great. So I can never defend somebody saying, making a comment like that. I can't, and I ain't.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
A little thick to me. That's definitely wrong.
Yeah, very. All right, caller, right on. Appreciate it.
All right, y'all.
Yes, indeed. All right, peace.
Take care.
Yep. So, yeah, family.
Hey,
hey,
brother Kev. The old me before I met Minister Farrah, the one to put my hand to her face.
Who? The lady
that's
saying that?
And that wouldn't be right. That would not be
Ooh.
Right.
Ooh,
the old
no,
me would have said, "What did you say about my black children?"
What you say about black male children? The old me really wanted to smack them. Pow!
Yeah.
But guess what?
Yeah.
But a practice came along.
That's right.
I taught Brother Mufasa how to deal with a little bit more love and compassion.
That's right.
And not want to abuse black women, even when they out of order. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I dig it. That's right, brother.
All right,
fam. All right, we got time for another caller. What y'all want to do?
Maybe one more, considering the time. Area code 315. Area code 315-767. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and make a comment. Thanks for having me on the band.
Hey,
Charlie.
Carla.
Glad to talk to the family. So, you know, it's
yes,
women like that that really make me glad that I have a doll.
Yes, sir.
Yep, I have a doll.
Doll.
She don't cause
right.
any problems. Yep. Nice, easy, relaxing time. I don't have to worry about her saying silly things like that.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
But I don't really know what to make of that, because that's just, there might be a sect of women like that, but it's just such a small minority of people. So it's like, why do you even give credence to what she's got to say?
I think she might be an agent. I'm starting to think she might be an agent. She might be working for them people.
And she's a racist. Yep, she's a racist. And I think I was talking to you about this the other day, Sasha, that even if all the black women in America decided, yeah, we heard this lady and we gonna do it. We're gonna go on black man strike and we ain't making any more black babies in America. Well, then you just get a bunch of mixed kids like me. And you still won't genocide
right.
the black race because you still got all of Africa and you've got South America. You've got that little island of New Guinea. So, getting rid of black people. You ain't getting rid of black
if
people.
If I'm not mistaken, I might be mistaken, though. I'm going to say that. I might be mistaken in this, but I think in the video, I think they even made a comment about African people, too.
Then that would mean that the African people would just stop having sex, because unless they're going to have sex with all the Chinamen colonizing Africa, they have little black Chinese babies. But yeah, that ain't happening. You ain't genocide the black race. Black race ain't going nowhere. We got a whole continent and half of South America.
Exactly.
Well, I ain't gonna front. I'm gonna be honest. This is just me talking. I'm just focusing on North America and black man and woman in North America. I've thrown in the towel, unfortunately, on abroad. So I'm just focusing in locally on right here on this continent. And I feel like if I can't help get that under control, if I can't help get North St. Louis under control, what the hell am I doing trying to get Ghana under control? That's just me, though. That's just me, myself.
Right.
I got to focus on home.
I've had the luxury of being married to two black women, and and I've had the opportunity to put two children onto this planet, one boy and one girl. And you know what? Doesn't make me feel one way or the other had I put them on here or not. So it is what it is. And whether they would have been with me or not. And I guess most people that would look at my two wives and say that they went out of race by getting married to me, even though I'm mixed, because I'm so light. So you can't win for losing sometimes.
Yeah, and that, let's see, how much time we got here? We had 19.
Yeah,
this is
got
where I'm at, too, and I know you're going to, the caller, Mike, I'm not sure which direction he's going to go this. We had some conversations about this.
I don't know if you heard me when I said, to me, unfortunately, we ain't going to move the way we need to go. We have to be forced. You know, mm-hmm. we have to be forced. We have to pick a program and be forced to follow it, whatever that program is. You know, I say what I think the program should be. And yep. we have to follow it. That gets us away from all the confusion and all the, like you say, you know, you're doomed one way, you're doomed the other way. Well, at some point, when you pick a program and you say, this is the path, that's just it. This is the path. We're going to follow this path, and we're not going to hear from it. And
you know what my program is right now.
Yeah. You done. You out of here. You done walked away.
I threw in the towel.
Yeah. Hey, you threw in the towel.
And became a big
guy.
I'm
in the towel.
I got beat down enough. I don't have to do it no more to understand that the world ain't the way I was raised to think it was supposed to be. And then I quit throwing myself into that meat grinder. And that's my way of dealing with it. I just stay away from it now. Got me a dog and just keep to myself.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then
hey,
I'm gonna say, well, where are all the good men at? You done scared them all away.
I'm going to reveal something to you that, you know, y'all have heard me say in private probably before. I'm going to say it now. Y'all always let my mouth get me in trouble. But, hey, I wouldn't be me if I did. I'm going to reveal that the reason I keep saying about this forcing and controlling black people is because I'm praying that when I transcend here, I can do my report to the Creator, and the Creator might say, you know, my thought like that. Let me just go ahead and force, put it back into play, and force black people to do what they're supposed to do. Because if you look, and I'm talking about the ones here in this country, we were when we was in slavery, we were forced to do something. We were forced to help build this country up. And ever since we've kind of been broken free, we really still don't have a direction. We really don't know which way to go. We're kind of lost. Without being forced to do something, in my opinion, we're just kind of lost. We're kind of all over the place. It's like we need that control back. We need the reins pulled back in. Now, I don't want to see the reins pulled back in and it's another race of people controlling us, but I would love to see the reins get pulled in to force us to do better, to stop making ratchet music, self-hate music, to stop twerking and just doing all types of, you know, poor deeds and behaviors with your body and, you know, just all the bad things that we do that helps to spiral out our race downwards. I would like to see us pull the reins in and stop doing it. Stop racing down the street at 200 miles an hour, blowing through stoplights and crashing into innocent people. Stop just having wild shootouts in the middle of the street and hitting children. You know, this is Brother Mufasa just talking about black people, because I know it happens with other groups as well, but I'm only talking about my group right now. So when I make my report, when I transcend here, man, I swear I wish I could be a part of. We're going to put the thumb on these black folks, and we're gonna make you rise back up and be great like you were many, many moons ago. You're going to have to be forced to do it. Because right now we have too much free will and we're all over the place. We can't get it together. We need it. We need that direction. And it's only gonna come by force. We're not gonna do it just on our own. That's how I'm looking at it. Now, hey, that's not Brother Montoya talking, y'all. So don't report me to the mosque. That's Mufasa telling me how he feels. If you don't know Brother Brother Mufasa and Brother Montoya, they battle with each other from time to time. They have difference of opinions. So that's Mufasa telling me, hey, these black people are going to have to get smashed up and forced to move in a better direction.
Right, right. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
We're
down
Colin.
To the last 5 minutes. Right on, Carla. So I guess we're going to wrap it up. I just say, you know, I think things happen organically throughout time. And, you know, eventually as things change and, you know, new ideas come about, you know, for our survival, black people, we're going to have to get it together. You know, we got to weed out a lot of different elements in our community and whatnot. But I think that's coming. You know what I'm saying? I'm optimistic, and I just think that's coming. But as far as the clip we talked about, absolutely not. Exterminating black men is not the answer. You know, black women and black men need each other, and that's just the way it is. You know what I mean? We got to ride or die for each other. We ain't got no friends like, you know, the great John Henry Clark said. It's just us. So we definitely need each other. They got a gender war trying to break that up. You know what I mean? But we can't fall for it, and we just got to stay strong. But, yeah, I digress, and I'll, you know, let y'all wrap it up. Right on, callers. Right on, everybody, for listening.
Man, I'll let y'all wrap it up. I ain't got nothing to say. I done said enough, and Brother Kev just put a bow tie on that perfectly for me. I'm in total agreement with everything he just said there, so I ain't even got to say nothing. But thanks for calling me, y'all.
Yeah, right on.
I know we didn't get a chance to get to all the callers, so we apologize for that. But just check in with us next week, next Sunday, each and every Sunday. 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 7:30 p.m. So we didn't get a chance to get you this week. Please call in next week. Continue to support us. We thank all our callers. This was a good conversation. Thank everybody that tune in and support us. Like always, if you have any show topic ideas, send us an email at collectiveminds@yahoo.com. Also, feel free to hit us up on Facebook at Collective Minds Radio, Instagram, Twitter, or just simply tune in next week. Like I said before, we always appreciate you guys for supporting us. This was a great conversation. Once again, my stance is what it is. I think we just need to figure out a way to, you know, address the mental issues that we have. I don't see it as a gender thing. I just think it's a mentality that people suffer from due to all kind of things that's within our community. So with that being said, I'd like to say once again, thank you. Peace. See you next week.
Hey. See you next week. Collective Minds Radio. We're going to bash Kevin Samuels next week if he say something crazy.
Yeah. Peace.
Stand on your square. We on the earn. We about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new point, call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper. Who we been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.